Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Here at the Roundhouse on KMZA 103.9, as well as on the Hiawatha channel. Again, if you want that being experienced, again, go to the Hiawatha channel. Crinan Prophet, Paige Mueller, as well as Seth back in studio. We got our second match coming up here at, in this Big East Triangular down here in Hiawatha, Kansas. The Hiawatha Triangular, we already seen one match go on tonight. That was Jefferson West against Hiawatha. Jeff West took care of business 25-15 and 25-13. In straight sets. Here now they take on the Rossville Bulldogs. Right after, Rossville Bay will take on and finish the night with the Hiawatha Redhawks. Well, Jefferson West, they improved themselves now 10-3 on this season, 4-1 in Big East play after the match victory against Hiawatha. Rossville, they are 9-0 on this season and 3-0 in the league. They won their own Rossville tournament. They were the champion of it. They went 2-0 in sets over Burlington. They also have league wins this season over Sabatha, Riley County, and St. Mary's, and haven't even lost a set this season. I mean, that's impressive going 9-0 on this season, but what's more impressive is that they've only played 18 sets this year, and all 18 sets has went one-sided, and that's been to the Bulldogs. Again, they have a great team this season. Addie Henry, the junior, is at 89 digs on the year. Fallon Clerman, the sophomore, is at 12 aces, but more importantly, the one who returns to this team in a bigger way than the rest is Nora Burdick, the junior, a second team all-league Big East returner. Already this season, she's got 123 kills. She averages 6.8 kills per set and a 55 dig, so she's someone who isn't coming out very often. She's able to stay out on the court in all rotations, being able just to work it front court, back court. Her presence is well known. So it's going to be a trickery slope here for Jefferson West taking on a team in the Rossville Bulldogs that are so far undefeated this season. Again, the Jefferson West, they come in tonight with an all-league returner and an almost mention in Harriet Dean, who had two aces in the game against Hiawatha. Jefferson West, they had 15 kills, four blocks, and six aces against the Red Hawks. Here, again, with Paige Mueller on the Hiawatha channel. Bringing Paige in here just in a second. What are some key points here in this second matchup we're about to see between the Jefferson West Tigers taking on the Rossville Bulldogs?
I think if you're Jeff West, I think you need to capitalize on the momentum of the Hiawatha game. You were able to use your blocks and use your hitting and use that height against the Redhawks. And the Bulldogs are a formidable opponent. They are talented. They obviously are very winning. And so if you are the Tigers, you need to focus on what you do best. Don't try to get super fancy. If you find something that works, work with it. I mean, you don't have to absolutely knock it out of the park every single time you're up to bat. So if you're the Tigers, have good serves, have good sets, have good blocks, and you should be at least a competitive game this evening.
Real quick here, we're going to send back to the studios for about a minute and a half here on KNZ. We'll be back here with the action again. Match number two, Jefferson West Tigers taking on the Rossville Bulldogs.
Life has its chapters, some joyful, some hard. But even in the darkest moments, there's hope. A new day will come. If you're hurting, you're not alone. Holton Community Hospital is here for you. Our licensed counselors and mental health team are ready to listen, support, and walk beside you. Call Holton Family Medicine at 785-364-2126 or visit HoltonHospital.com. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crennan Prophet alongside Paige Mueller, Seth back in studio, getting ready for match number two here of the evening down here at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha, Kansas. We saw our first match conclude where Jeff West took a straight set victory, 25-15 and 25-13. Here's the Jeff West Tigers set to take on the Rossville Bulldogs. Rossville, they have only played 9 matches this season. They are 9-0 in their matches. They are 3-0 on the season, and they have only played 18 sets this year. They have won all 18 sets. They have yet to lose one this season. Jefferson West looking to make the big difference in that number. Both teams with the black tops and black bottoms. Only difference is the Tigers got white stripes going down the left and right side of the jerseys, while the Bulldogs have red and white lining on the bottom sleeves on the top jersey part. Here, Oshawa Bulldogs, again, head coached by Danny Dodge, and the Jefferson West Tigers by Janelle Noel. Jefferson West Tigers, they are taking the court, starting for them, Harriet Dean, Emmy Dean, Paige Vetch, Addison Schwinn, Alyssa Stark, as well as Liz Dieter. For the Rossville Bulldogs, it's Addie Henry, Kenneth Prine, Sawyer Bunk, Fallon Clerman, Avalon Simpson, Hadley Brown, and Shaylee Hubble. As well as Nora Burdick, the second team All-League Big East returner. Looking to keep their streak alive here of 18 straight consecutive set victories. Rossville, they lost in a 2A sub-state championship game to Maranatha last season, 2-1. Looking to have a good season this year here. Back set opportunity for the Bulldogs to earn the first point of the match. Sawyer Bonk just going too far out. And here it's Jefferson West that'll pick up the first point in set one.
It's going to be important for Jeff West to pay attention to all the little things. Go to the line, call it out, call it in for your teammates, communicate, and that's how you're going to beat this Bulldogs team.
Here, 1-0 in set number one. Tigers with the control on it. Schwinn splitting the defenders. Going just to the left hip of the libero, Addie Henry, a Rossville Bulldog who leads this team with nearly 90 digs on the season. She's a dangerous libero on that back line, but right there, going right at her was Addison Schwinn. Schwinn now with her fourth kill of the day, first kill against the Bulldogs. It's 2-0. Jeff West leads here, and they will lead now 3-0 as it is an attacking error against Shaylee Hubble, the senior. Already a hot start for Jeff West. In their last set they played, it was against Hiawatha. They had a 10-0 start in that set against Hiawatha, which they would go and finish 25-13 for the two-set victory in the match. And here now, Rossville able to respond, getting a kill off the left hand of Nora Burdick. 124 kills now on the season for the junior Bulldog. Heading back to serve, Fallon Clerman, the sophomore, with 12 aces on the year for Rossville. And here, her first service attempt will go far right and out of bounds on the service error. It's 4-1, Jeff West leads.
Jeff West might be one of those dark horse teams where you don't fully know what you're going to expect out of them. But they are really well coached. They're well put together. And you can tell that Ross still has the talent. They're going to have to put those kills down. They're going to have to find a tip. They're going to have to be shifty. I believe it's going to be a very good match for both of these teams.
Here getting it over is Emmy Dean in the back row controlling it. Free ball sent over by Rossville. In the front row of the net, Schwinn finding the donut in the defense. Going down for the attempt on the dig was Fallon Klerman, but she was not in success. Jefferson West now 5-1. Here, Emmy Dean gets it across. Back row pick up by Klerman. Now here, strong side. That will go against the left side antenna for Nora Burdick. It's not set up in the proper spot. Now 6-1, Jeff West leads here over Rossville. Looking to snap an 18-set winning streak as well as a 9-game winning streak. Here, free ball gets sent over, but that one gets sent all the way to the JV court by the libero Addie Henry, and an early timeout here gets taken by Rossville, as right now Jeff West is spotting them by 6 points, 7-1 here in the first set. We're back here in a minute on KNZA.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jefferson West and Rossville came out of a timeout 30 seconds early, and here a kill gets put down off the strong side of Alice Alyssa Stark. That is her third kill today and her first kill against Rossville. It's Jefferson West leading 9-1 in set number one here against the Bulldogs. I mean, Dean with the serve gets a low dip on it. Now getting put back across here by Rossville. Again, two teams that were in blacktop jerseys with red liberos. You blink, you get kind of both of them confused. Another kill here gets put down by the Jefferson West Tigers. That Schwinn in the front row.
You get to the Bulldogs are kind of out of place. Like you said, they haven't dropped a set yet this year. So for them to be down 10-1, it's probably starting to be a daunting task.
Rossville competes in 2A, playing a 3A classification opponent in Jefferson West. Here are the Tigers putting an ace down in the back row. That is Emmy Dean, her first ace tonight, first ace here against the Rossville Bulldogs. Now 11-1, Jefferson West leads this first set. Emmy Dean here on the serve, puts it over. It's going to be a low dig by Henry and blocked right back to Rossville. Here now the Tigers side. Schwinn with finesse on the right line. Puts one down for a kill. Fallon Klerman not able to get the dig.
Jeff West doing a really good job, but they have a lot of momentum. Their bench is excited. Their coach is excited. So if you're a Tiger, keep doing what you're doing. You're finding the right spots that are clicking. And there's another ace for the Tigers.
As you mentioned, Jefferson West, the second ace here in this set off of here, Emmy Dean, the 5'6" junior. She has two aces here in this set. Well, right there, she had the momentum going for Jefferson West, and there it moves now to Rossville after the service error. That's just the second point now for the Bulldogs as they trail to Jefferson West, 13-2. Rossville now back with the serve. They're getting it just over Schwinn on the bump. Now she's got the setup for the attack, and she puts it down right to left. And Addison Schwinn with three kills early on in this set number one. She has got a total of 7 kills here today. Schwinn also on an ace. Addie Henry not able to defend, and Addison Schwinn has been a dominant foe here today for all to pursue. Here, now the serve over, a chance for Rossville to get on the attack. It's Burdick who sends it across. And putting it down for a kill shot is Liz Dieter, her first of the set. 16-2, Jefferson West leads by 14 in set number one. Jefferson West full with momentum here. Schwinn on the serve, front row working it here. He gets blocked right back to the Rossville Bulldogs. Over their chance up front to set over, it's Burdick. Now from behind the 10-foot line, it's Dean, and Dean just a little too much finesse on that tap to send it over. It goes into the net, and now it's 16-3, Rossville with the point.
For Rossville, you're going to want to capitalize on that misplay by the Tigers. If you can get a couple points string together, you're a good team. Maybe try to get some momentum back.
Serves over by Shaylee Hubble from Rossville. Rossville controlling it right now. Burdick trying to send one down with a tap. Right now, Jefferson West Tigers defense controlling it. Trying to get it down with Dieter. Now back here on the Tigers' side, Malone, free ball sent across by Alyssa Stark. Up front working, both teams here at the top of the net. Emmanuel nearly putting one down. Down the back row, free ball gets sent over by Shaylee Hubble. Another chance for Dieter to put one down, and she does. Tipped at the back row by Shaylee Hubble. Situation where you just kind of need to start moving your hand away from some of those shots.
You are the Tigers. Use the serve moment. Try to get an ace. Try to get a couple things going. I mean, Rossville is not in the place they want to be right now, mentally or obviously points-wise.
Vanna Jackson with the serve. She's already got two aces here today. She had two against Hiawatha. A tap off the left hand from Emmanuel. Kept a long rally alive, and Emmy Dean put it away. Man, what a reaction by Paisley Emmanuel. She just kind of looked to her left and pumped it off her fist to set up Emmy Dean. And here now a point for Rossville, a kill put down by Kenneth Prine, her 11th kill of the season.
That was a very nice block there for the Bulldogs. And like you said, it's 18-4. It's not completely out of this yet, so hopefully for the Bulldogs, they can find something to do here.
Here's the Tigers trying to find something to do. Stark, it's a free ball sent all the way over on the Rossville side from behind the 10-foot line. A tall ball gets sent across by Brooke Springer. And it looks like a fault will get called. And here Jefferson West with the point, 19-4 over Rossville. Substitutions here on the near side. It's going to be your Maya Vetch coming in for the Jefferson West Tigers. First time calling her name here today. Maya Vetch coming behind the service line. And that one nearly put down on the line. Great move over by Springer to keep it alive on the reception. It's on the Rossville side. Prine putting it across here. Tigers near to us, the broadcasting crew. A free ball gets sent over by Emmy Dean. Set up chance on the far weak side to Sawyer Bunk, and she puts it out of bounds. Jefferson West, after the attacking error, earned the point. 20-4, they lead over Rossville.
I think a lot of the game right now is who wants it more. The Tigers are hustling. They're in the moment. They're doing everything they can to beat this Bulldogs team.
Free ball gets sent over by Kenna Prine and does not get handled well by Maya Vetch. A point goes to the Rossville Bulldogs. Now 20-5. Still a 15-point lead here for Jefferson West. Back to serve is Kenna Prine. 11 aces here on the season for the freshman. There she gets it over the net. Picked up by Malone, the libero for Jefferson West. And one nearly put down, but just out of bounds to the left side is Liz Dieter. Now we'll give another point for Rossville. They get 20-6. Jefferson West still with the 14-point lead. Prine with the serve. That one into the net. Jefferson West now 21-6. Libero steps out here for Jefferson West. Addison Schwinn steps back in, coming into the front row. Back to serve is Liz Dieter. Hooks it over the net, but it gets put over on a free ball by the libero and Henry off a dig. Free ball gets sent back over from Jefferson West by Colby Noel. Now near side here, a kill shot nearly put down by Hadley Brown. And Stark trying to put one down the back row against Rossville. They pick it up. Free ball sent over by Burdick. Ball nearly coming here on the varsity side from the JV court. Play continuing. Back set. Brown not able to get it in. And now here a long drive between these two teams. And I mentioned the JV ball that time finally coming out here to the varsity court. Well, there's actually warm-ups going on the right side here. So you got not just one ball flying only from the JV's court. You got like 10 balls flying through. So that's, again, a kind of dangerous territory over here. But here, still staying 21-6. They replay the point here. It's a long rally between these two teams. But a block up front by Addison Schwinn. That one, not a long one, as it gets quickly closed by Schwinn.
Both of these teams have a very nice bench depth. They're able to rotate in, and they have a very good system. Okay, this girl's coming out, I'm coming in. Every girl that goes out and in does their job. And that's what's so important on a big depth team like Jeff West.
Here, a kill attempt put down and away for Rossville. Avalon Simpson on the kill for Rossville. 22-7. Here now the score. Jefferson West still with the lead, 2 points away from set point. Again, Rossville has not lost a set this season. They are 18-0 in sets, 9-0 in matches. Schwinn left side here and see who they get at the top of the net. They're going to get it against Rossville. Point here for Jefferson West. Make it 23-7. Substitutions here on the near side for Jefferson West. Alyssa Stark coming into the game, as well as Harriet Dean. A honorable mention from the Big East. And here she comes behind the service line. Maybe a chance to tie the knot. Here in set one, Dean puts it across. Henry, the libero, is on the reception. Set up for Bunk. Bunk gets handled from behind the 10-foot line. A free ball gets sent over by Alyssa Stark. Chance for Bunk to put one down, but here she pumps it right in to the left side antenna. It's 24-7 set point here in set number one between the Jefferson West Tigers and the Rossville Bulldogs. Jefferson West here looking to take the set. Nearly an ace from Schwimm gets pushed back. Excuse me, that was Emmy Dean or Harriet Dean. And attacking error at the point for Rossville. Make it 24-8. 24-8. Jefferson West here still at the lead. Rossville back to serve. But the serve is kind of Prine. Prine sends it long and right. That'll conclude set number one at 25-8. And well, we saw it. Jefferson West had two dominant sets against Hiawatha, 25-15, 25-13. They just had their best set tonight, 25-8 over Rossville, which ended their 18 straight set winning streak on this season. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back here in about 1 to 2 minutes here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, where again, Jeff West leading this match against Rossville 1-0.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
A down payment for a house, establishing a fund for a college education, saving for retirement, starting your own business. We all share many of the same investment goals. Frontier Bank's philosophy on investments is to gain wealth with consistent savings and building a base that's rock solid. Frontier Bank has a variety of investment options and can help you with the right plan. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996. In Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's Brendan Proffitt alongside Paige Mueller and Seth Back and Sia. We're also here live on the Hiawatha channel. for your viewing experience. If you'd like to check it out through that way, but here, Jefferson West Tigers, they won set one, 25-8. We enter set number two here now. Right now, Rossville to start the serve, and it is Emma Dean who tries to put one down the back row, just a little strong, and Rossville starts the scoring in set number two.
Rossville is going to try to have to win. They're going to have to win this set. I believe fully, if we get them back in the right mindset, they had not dropped a set until that last one, and so they're going to have to do some real work inside them as a team.
Here, Rossville with it. It's the control. Burdick sending it over on a tapper at the front net, putting it over is Harriet Dean. Rossville controlling. Long back set for Simpson. Simpson could have put it down the back row. Here now, Dean. Dean finding the back line on Rossville to tie it at 1-1 in set two. Here's substitution coming in for Jefferson West, finding Colby Noel. Getting rotated into the front row. From the front row, you got Schwinn, Noel, as well as Dean. Here near side, Simpson off the tip, and that'll go down for a kill.
Good job there by Jeff West. Even though they didn't get the point, there was a lot of hustle, and I think that's something that they're going to have to keep working on. They cannot lackadaisically go for a ball. They're going to have to go all out. And same goes for Rossville. It's coming up to the next point.
2-1, Rossville leading set number two here after dropping set one, 25-8. But here's some crowd energy off to our left. It's a big spiking kill put down by Addison Schwinn. Make it 2-2 here. Tied up in set number two. Back to serves is the almighty here, Emmy Dean. She had two aces and a kill in that first set against Rossville. She was on that big scoring stretch that they had. And here it's on the Tigers' side. They push it across. That was Alyssa Stark in the front row. And now Schwinn here going left. And Noel putting it down on the rope, the left side, but just out. Rossville's the point. Make it 3-2. Rossville leads. Well, here they're trying to correctly give the volleyball to the right team. They threw it over here to the Jefferson West. Jefferson West like, no, we got the point. So they switch it back over. Back to serve is Shaylee Hubble, the senior who comes into the day with 36 kills on the season. Hubble sends it over the net, picked up by Malone, the libero. Well, that would be an ace. Not able to get the proper dig.
Nice job there by the Bulldogs. Now they're just starting to feel themselves. They're up 4-2. That last set, they did not have such luck. And so if you're a Bulldogs fan, think about looking up for your volleyball team. As I say that, there's a service error. So maybe it's just on me. You can blame me. It's okay.
Service error against Shaylee Hubble as she will come out and take the bench. Looks like coming to her place will be Brooke Springer, the senior. Still here 4-3. Rossville leads by one, but that lead is quickly trebled. It is tied up 4-all after a service ace from Addison Schwinn. Addison Schwinn back to serve. Pops it over the net. And looks like the JV ball once again finds its way here on the varsity court. We didn't see the JV ball one time in match number one, but, well, it has to make its cameo here in match number two. Schwinn here puts it across, and that a long ace put all the way to the fans.
Great hustle there by that both Bronzeville Bulldogs team. That was all the way to the stands. That girl was chasing it. She was not going to let that just drop. It's a great hustle there if you're a Bulldog.
Ashton Schwinn trying to send a fan home with a souvenir. Here the ball back on the varsity side of the court. And a point for Rossville. They call a lift against Jefferson West. Excuse me, a lift against Rossville. 6-4, Jefferson West leads. Schwinn here with the serve, and now she puts that into the net. Make it 6-5, Jeff West leads. Malone, the libero, will step in for Ashton Schwinn. Back to serve here for Rossville. Nora Burdick just held to one kill here today. She usually averages 7 kills a set. Here at the front, Noel ball knocked right back to Rossville, and they get a fault here called again Jefferson West. Make it 6-6. 6-6, Rossville serve. Burdick just over the net. Picked up by the libero and Malone here. Dieter, a tap across left side. Nice dig. Keep it going. And that is multiple hits. Rossville earns the point. Jefferson West just not able to kind of find a good spot for the ball. 7-6, Rossville serving. Here, Dean now from behind the 10-foot line. LeBaron Malone sends it over. Set here, Bunk. Bunk gets deflected right back to her in Rossville. And a hitting error on, by Rossville's Hadley Brown will give a point to Jeff West. 7-all in set two.
Dear Jeff West, use this moment. You're tied here in the game. You got to go on a streak. We get 5 points in a row, and you got to make it count. Like, have an ace. Have a really good kill. Just work on making a more almost menacing feel against this Rossville team.
Here it's on Rossville's side. Lots of energy here. A free ball has to get sent over. It does by Brooke Springer. Up in the front court, Cadence Stark gets denied. It is now 8-7. Rossville leads by one.
7-6 in for the game here for the Bulldogs. And this is kind of the match I first expected in that first set. Jeff West went away with it. Now that it's close, you can see who has the more grit, who is more concise to win this game.
Putting down a kill, they're going to get a lift called against the Rossville Bulldogs. Making 8-8 here between both teams, Jefferson West and Rossville. Substitution here on the Tigers' side. It's Paige Vetch coming back behind the service line to take it away. Vetch has not yet earned a point today for Jefferson West. Here she serves it over. Picked up by Libero Henry, and now a hit put down on a rope by Simpson for a kill for Rossville. Rossville takes back the lead 9-8, and this set number two looking a little more back and forth for these two teams.
Rossville with the Libero to serve. He combined to capitalize that. She's a back row player. She's got to go back into position, get ready for the serve, and get ready for the play. So if you're Jeff West, if there's the possibility to get a quick hit just like that, there's a lot of things that can happen.
A kill put down by, again, mentioning Liz Dieter for Jefferson West, bringing it back to 9-all. This one, again, back and forth as this one swings. Again, that first set ended 25-8. Jefferson West won, ending an 18-set winning streak for the for Rossville. Service error by Liz Dieter. That puts Rossville back up by one, 10-9 in set number two. Heading back to serve for the Rossville Bulldogs is Fallon Clerman. Again, 12 aces on the season for this young sophomore. She is currently froze behind the service line. Officials talking to the Rossville head coach and Danny Dodge. And the whistle here blows, and we are ready back for action. Serve gets put across by Clerman. Front row with the work. Schwinn on the outside. Puts one down for a kill for Jefferson West to tie it 10-all.
Jefferson West did a really great job there. Obviously, that kill was beautiful. And to make sure that you get more of those in a streak, you can't just do that and then, you know, have another error. You got to put points together, and that's how volleyball, you can really get away with the game.
Melissa Stark back here on the court for Jefferson West. Serve is over by Harriet Dean. Back set opportunity, Simpson to the back row. Flying our knees for the dig was Malone. Here now, Emmy Dean. Dean on a rope to the left side. Putting it down for a kill.
This Jeff West team has so much chemistry together. Harriet and Emmy Dean working together as sisters is a big part of it as well. There's a lot of chemistry that some teams just don't have. And so if you're Jeff West, you got to capitalize on that. You got to communicate well together. And you got to trust that your bench, if you need to sub out, if you do sub out, is going to have your back as well.
11-10, Jeff West leads by one here in set number two. Rossville needing to win this set to force the set three. Here, Emmy Dean saying denied here on the credit card, putting it down for a block on the left side. 12-10, Jeff West leads. Back to serve here is Harriet Dean. Dean sends it right into the tape. Make it 12-11, Jeff West by one. Rossville heading back to serve in the substitution here. It's Brooke Springer, the senior, back behind the service line. Here she sends it across. Picked up in the back row by Velch. And now here, a push all the way to the right back corner. And Ashton Schwinn. And sometimes it's all about IQ. And Schwinn, she found a gap in the defense.
Great job there by Schwinn. She knew exactly where she wanted to hit that ball. And it went right where she wanted it. So if you're Jeff West, like I said, capitalize on these moments. trust that things are going to keep going you well. And if you really want to win this game, you're going to.
Here, an attack by Burdick goes down after a couple of deflections. And Russell with the point. Make it 13-12. Jeff West just up by one here.
Great job by Russell, not letting Jeff West get a ton of momentum. They're keeping them all on their toes, and this is a really good, important moment for Jeff West. You can take a lead here. If you can start to swing the momentum, it's huge.
Aaron Ace getting put down by Shaylee Hubble, not able to handle it in the backcourt, was Emmy Dean. So Hubble now with two aces here against Jefferson West. She almost puts another one down. Schwinn handles it, puts it across off a dig. And now here near side, Burdick nearly putting one down. Malone, the libero, handles it for the Tigers. It's on the Russell side. Front court set up front. Tigers dig by Dean to keep it going. Harriet Dean sends it over. Now front row working. Both teams behind the 10-foot line. Tigers working. Free ball gets sent over on a low attack. Here another chance, and Schwinn, man, every time Schwinn is set up, it feels like she's got nearly a 50-50 shot, and it's going to go down. Jefferson West, 14-13, set number two, a good one here. Both these teams, definitely the best set we've seen here tonight in the roundhouse. Here, Schwinn pushed up. It's now in the third hit. It gets sent across on a free ball. Right now, Tigers working with it in the back row. Back set, free ball sent over by Liz Dieter. Now the strong side, Burdick sends it over on a tapper. One more hit to get it over, and they're going to call a lift, I believe, here against Paisley Emanuel on the Tigers.
You don't always have to be so perfect on the passes. There's so many opportunities where you can just throw your arm out there, throw your foot out there even, and it can go over. So you don't always have to be in perfect position, but being aware of where you are on the court is super important.
Service error by Nora Burdick gets the point right back to Jefferson West. It was tied 14-all. Now Jefferson West takes the lead 15-14 and being substituted in here for Alyssa Stark is Savannah Jackson. Back behind the service line to take the serve with the one-point lead for Jefferson West here. On a low serve, that one an ace. And sometimes you want to substitute one of your best servers in to the service line. And Savannah Jackson, she has three aces here tonight at the roundhouse.
Jackson with three aces. And you can tell that she's listening to her coach very well in the placement. Where am I going to put the serve? And she listens, and she goes right where she's needed to every time.
Nearly putting another one down. One more hit to get it across. A free ball is sent over by Brooke Springer. Here, Dieter at the front of the line, nearly getting it down for the Tigers. Up in the front row, and a slide is put across. Now Rossville with it. It gets deflected back to their side. They got one hit to send it over. The free ball gets put by Springer. Set up, left side, Dieter, handled, and another free ball. Man, it's a long ride between these two teams. Now Dieter, another chance, she taps it across to get the pick up right back again by Springer. Up front, deflection by Emmanuel, back set, an opportunity for Stark. Stark going diagonal, gets picked up again. This rally still going, Burdick from behind the 10-foot line, puts it across. And almost getting put down, it's still going, one hit over. Free ball, nearly thought it went down. Right now, it's Jeff West with it, sending it over to the Rossville side. Rossville here, a chance. Bug on a diagonal spike. Couldn't get it down either. This rally going over a minute long here in length. Backset, slide, sent over. Emmy Dean, nice reaction to keep it. Daniel almost putting it down. Now here, back west, Jeff West. Burdick, again, another chance for Dean on a dig. And that one put down off a kill from Emmy Dean. A rally that extends to 2 minutes in length. And almost, I'm out of breath there. What an incredible rally between those two teams. Where, excuse me, Dean, she put it out. Well, I was confused there for a second. Jefferson West celebrated, but the point goes to Rossville. It is 16-15. Jefferson West here, still with the one-point lead. Here, left side push. Dieter! That one, guaranteeingly in there for Jefferson West. That's another kill for Dieter.
Jeff West has so much talent. Dieter's only being a freshman, and she has so many talents that she can use. She can use that height to block. She can use that incredible strength to kill. And so if you're Jeff West, use her to her full ability.
17-15. Jefferson West here with the lead, and they are a fault on Rossville. Make it 18-15. Rossville leading by three. Timeout is taken by head coach Danny Dodge of the Rossville Bulldogs as they're looking to drop their first match of the season against Jefferson West. It's 18-15, set number two. We'll step aside for a quick 30 here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on KNZA 103.9. I'm Credit Profit alongside Paige Mueller, Hiawatha Channel, and Seth back in studio. Jeff West up 18-15 against Rossville, set number two. They won set number one over Rossville, 25-8. This here, the lifeline for Rossville, trying not to lose their first match of the season as they are 9-0 and also 3-0 in league play. Back to serve for Jefferson West is Maya Vetch, and Vetch putting that one long. It gets the point for Rossville, making it 18-16 off the service error.
Rossville, right now you're going to have to put together a couple of points. It's that moment where if you don't, this game could easily be taken away by the Tigers as they are very, very eager to win against this Bulldogs team.
Rossville libero, Addy Henry sends it in to the net for a service error. So back-to-back service errors for both teams here. Make it 19-16. Jefferson West with the lead. Liz Dieter back to serve here. Gets it up and over. And there's no one there for Rossville. It's an open doghouse.
Great job there by Jeff West. That coach, she's doing a great job of calling the serves, honestly. And her players are doing a great job of reciprocating them. They are going after it, Rossville, with everything they can right now.
They get 20-16 now. Jeff West with a four-point lead here. Burdick puts it down in the front row after a deflection for Rossville. Now 20-17, Rossville only down by three. Burdick now with three kills here in set number two against Jefferson West. She usually averages seven kills a set. Here she's been kept in check with averaging just 1.5 kills a set here against Jefferson West. Back to serve is Corman. And now putting a kill down is Addison Swin. Great set for her. And now it is 21-17, Jeff West leading set two.
You can tell that Jeff West is starting to get very confident in their emotions. They're smiling, they're laughing. They're able to give each other high fives. And right now, Rossville's kind of the opposite. They're kind of down on themselves. They're going to need to get a couple points here to get their minds back in the right place as well.
Facing their most adversity this season here. Again, that undefeated streak nearly coming to an end here. Pushed across, finding a hole in the defense is Emmy Dean with the kill. And another timeout gets taken here by the Rossville Bulldogs. It is 22-17. Jeff West leads set number two. Rossville has to win this set to force set number three. We're back in 30 here on KNZA.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 22-17. Jeff West leads set number two. Is a must-win set number two for the Rossville Bulldogs. Not the front row for the Tigers right now. Swin just taps it across. Rossville able to handle it. Back here on the Jeff West side, Emmy Dean trying to put it down. Handled by Henry, the libero on the far side. Now Burdick against a double block. And she gets put out by Emmy Dean. her second block against Rossville.
Great job there by Jeff West. They're kind of shutting down Burdick, and she is definitely one of those players on both the volleyball and the basketball courts that really tries to get after you with her height and her strength. And Jeff West is doing an amazing job of playing to that.
Schwinn putting down another kill to make it 24-17. We're on match point here for the Jefferson West Tigers. Back to service, Harriet Dean, the all-league honorable mention, nearly putting it down for an ace. Simpson puts it over. Backline picked up by Malone. Front court now here. Free ball gets sent over by Dean. Here now on the front court side of Rossville, Burdick sends it across. Tigers push it over on a free ball to the right corner, and another free ball gets sent over here by Burdick. Long rally for potentially the match-winning point here for Jefferson West Tigers. Back set, Simpson, deflection, great dig on the near side by Vetch. Now Emmy Dean tries to put it down. Now Burdick taps off the left hand of Dean. That ball goes down. Burdick gets the kill, and this match continues.
Great job there by Burdick. She saw the ball coming right to her, and she knew this is her moment to capitalize. The defense is scrambling. That is when you need to have a good kick, hit, and great job by Nora Burdick.
24-18, Jeff West with the lead. It's on match point right now. Set up, front row, Burdick with the attack. Malone, the libero, picking up in the back row. Now front row, attack, Schwinn calls match. What a day for Addison Schwinn. Double-digit kills. Wow. What a match for the Jefferson West Tigers, taking down the Rossville Bulldogs 25-8 and now 25-18. Working a little harder there for that set to finish. But they've taken down Hiawatha in two sets and a two-set straight finish, and now here they take down Rossville in the same way. We'll be back in just a couple minutes here. We'll recap this one, and then we'll take it back to Sue for a little bit and be back for our last match of the night, where Rossville will have a chance for a redeemer against the Hiawatha Redhawks.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com. Today, UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network here on Games via 103.9. I'm Credit Profit alongside Paige Mueller as well as Seth back in the studio here. We're also on the Hiawatha channel as Hiawatha is set to come up here next against the Rossville Bulldogs. But real quick, Jefferson West Tigers finished here in the Hiawatha triangular 2-0 in matches. They beat Hiawatha 25-15, 25-13. Here they just took down the Rossville Bulldogs 25-8 and 25-18. Jefferson West Tigers now 11-3 on the season and 5-1 in league play. Rossville Bulldogs now 9-1 on this season, 3-1 in league play, as Rossville not only loses their first match of the season, but they also lost their first set. They had won 18 consecutive sets before taking on the Jefferson West Tigers, having beaten league opponents like Sabetha, Riley County, and St. Mary's. But again, they're falling in their first not only match, but sets on the season. Rossville finished with 10 kills, 1 ace, and no blocks against the Jefferson West Tigers. Get unofficial stats here. Jefferson West Tigers finished with 17 kills, 4 aces, and 4 blocks. against Rossville, with 11 of those 17 kills coming off the back of Addison Smith, the junior, absolutely putting on a dominant performance there for the Jefferson West Tigers. Because in that first match against Hiawatha, only 3 kills and an ace, but again, she went absolutely wild in that match against Rossville with 11 total kills. She also had 2 aces as well as a block. More importantly, though, for Jefferson West, they held one of the best players in the Big East, in Nora Burdick, to just 4 total kills in the 2 sets. She averages nearly 7 kills a set. She's at 128 kills now on the season, but she was just held in check to 4 total kills across 2 sets. Real quick, Paige, how great was that Jefferson West defense in that 2 straight set finish against Rossville?
I want to say you can definitely tell they paid attention to the film. Nora Burdick coming into this game, she's a very prominent player in the 3A volleyball. And so they knew they're going to have to close out. They're going to have to play tight. They're going to have to be aware of wherever her palm is facing. And I think if you're Rossville, you take that almost as a chip on your shoulder. You know that people are paying attention to you. You hadn't dropped a set or lost a game before coming in to face Jeff West. And so, you know, still hold on to that. You're a good volleyball team. Jeff West, just, they pay attention. They're shifty. And they want to win. That's a lot of the key. They want to prove to the Big East League and all of 3A that they are a good volleyball team.
Well, here we're going to step aside for a couple of minutes. Again, upcoming our final match here in the Roundhouse. It's the Redhawks retaking their home court. They will take on the Rossville Bulldogs. The Bulldogs will, they'll look to bounce back after taking their first loss of the season in Hiawatha. They will look to bounce back as they have taken their 11th loss of the season. Again, be back here on KNZA, but you can also watch this game here on the Hiawatha channel, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.